Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning to talk about distracted driving, the number one killer of teens in this country. New Mexico State Police Captain Micah Doering is here. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Scott.
Appreciate you being here. Also, Ron Paquin is here from the District Attorney's Office. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you both for coming in to talk about this important topic that you both have probably seen your fair share of, I'm afraid, in your lines of work, both of you. And this is an event coming up on Friday, as I mentioned, that you two are working together on, correct?
Yes, it is.
Correct.
Ron, talk to me a little bit about the start for all this. Is this your idea, or you want to take credit for it?
I wish I could take the credit for it.
Okay.
This is a program that was started by State Farm through a company in California called Impact. They've noticed the increase in distracted driving deaths among teenagers and adults, and they wanted to come up with a program to help put a stop to it. The New Mexico State Police decided to bring it into the state of New Mexico because of the problem that we're having here, at which point we started working with the New Mexico State Police to see if we can kind of stem the flow, so to speak, of what's going on.
Okay, very good. And so, Captain Doering, again, in your line of work, this is a big problem on the roads, isn't it? I mean, I guess we're talking about teens, but I know a lot of adults, too, are driving while doing something else that they probably shouldn't be doing.
No, you're absolutely correct. It's, I would say, at epidemic levels, quite frankly. Teenagers, we're trying to get them because that's our next generation of drivers. We've got to hit a reset button here because all ages, all ethnicities, everybody, it doesn't matter. It crosses every line that I have ever seen, and it is truly epidemic. We've got to get a handle on this.
Big
and get
problem.
People educated.
Right, and this causes other issues too, right? When you're out on the roads and you're distracted and you're either causing an accident that hurts yourself or somebody else or both of you.
Well, correct, and I don't even like the term accident. I call them pre-planned disasters.
Okay.
Because when someone actually plans to distract themselves, and it's not just a distraction that they didn't have control over, it's something they have control over, and they intentionally engage in that activity, it is just so incredibly dangerous because they take a huge portion of their concentration off of that duty of driving.
True.
Which is illegal, by the way, just saying.
Right, of course. And does that mean the penalties could be more severe if there's evidence of conscious distraction before you caused an accident, allegedly?
There can be. There can be. Within the traffic code, there are varying statutes that we would apply, and we're required to use the most specific statute. There is one specifically for texting and driving. The other distractions would generally fall under the careless driving statute, which is actually a higher penalty.
Sure.
It's a full traffic misdemeanor, and it can actually have some jail time attached to it. Most people don't know that, but it can be.
Right. Interesting. So this event is coming up, as we mentioned, on Friday, and let's talk a little bit about it. It's a free event for teens, and you hope their parents or parents, and you hope to bring their teens with them.
We prefer parents to be there also, yes.
Right. And that's because they can help reinforce some of the messages back at home, or just...
Well, part of the issue is, and what parents seem to forget, is their teenager has been watching what they've done for at least 15 years before they can even get their instructional permit or their learner's permit to drive. So they are the model of what these teenagers are doing.
Right.
So if the teenagers are seeing them watching a YouTube video while they're driving or texting somebody while they're driving or even eating a nice big bacon cheeseburger while they're driving, they're going to model themselves after that. Because my parents can do it and nothing happens, so I can do it.
Right. Right. And Catch Drawing, same thing. You've seen this or have heard about this or seen reports about this
in
your
single day.
Years of law enforcement, right?
Yes. Over the last 20 years of me being in law enforcement, I've seen a shift with the advent of smartphones and all the GPS, handheld video games. Everything. It used to be that I
saw people while driving.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I used to see people with paper books up on the steering wheel, and that was a little more obvious. It's a little more difficult to catch them with the electronic distracted, but it is definitely possible. It's horrible.
It
breaks my heart, and we're tired of scraping bodies up off the road.
Quite literally, that's true.
Quite literally.
Right.
Especially over something completely preventable.
Right, which is what we're talking about. And again, so this is happening Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., Farmington Civic Center. Free event, right?
Yes.
For both of you. And so what types of things will we be hearing about? Some of these statistics that we're talking about? And, I mean, what types of presentations do you have planned for this event?
Well, there are statistics involved because sometimes people have to work with numbers. They have to get that visual. But some of it has to do with stories, stories of teenagers that have lost their lives and the effect, the long-term effect it has not just on that teenager but on their families. And then it includes the people that may have caused that crash, that particular crash, and how it affects that family and how it affects them for the rest of their lives also.
Right. And so, again, as you mentioned, you're targeting these teenage drivers because they will be on the roads for the next 60 years or so. And if you can.
We hope.
That's right. And if we can break that habit now, or at least get them to think about these things as they're out driving around, that will hopefully start a better habit in the future.
Correct.
Is the idea.
Correct. It's a lot easier to train the good habits the first time around, as opposed to try to retrain or train out the bad habits and replace it with a good habit. So much easier to get it right the first time.
Sure. And I know that the cell phone companies are trying, or at least offering apps and offering things that maybe shut the phones down when it detects that the phone is traveling in a vehicle and things along that line. I mean, is industry helping in this regard, do you think, or could they be doing more?
They could always be doing more. And I don't want to put anything out that would stifle industry. I love the advance of technology and all of that, but we need to use it smartly. We need to use it safely. The more modern vehicles will shut off things like text notifications while you're driving. It'll connect the phone automatically, but it'll shut off certain features so the driver won't even be notified. Those are the good advances. We don't want to break anybody's communication, but like Ron and I were talking before we came on the air, our average trip in the day is 10 to 15 minutes. Let's face it, folks, we can wait 10 or 15 minutes to make that connection with the people in our lives. They can understand, and by that influence, we can then increase our circle of influence. And if each of us can first train ourselves and then train a half a dozen of our friends, and then they can train a half a dozen of their friends, family, and so on, it won't take long. We just have to start this process and get it rolling.
Sure. Very
true. It all comes down to a choice. There are people who choose to disable that app on their phone.
Right.
There are people who choose to ignore it and not download that app or set it up. I think people are under the impression that because they're in a nice square box of metal and glass that they're going to be protected, and it's not always that way. We have stories of people walking to school, school children walking to and from school that were holding somebody's hand, and all of a sudden they weren't holding their hand anymore because somebody was on their phone and took that kid right out of that person's hand. So it comes down to that choice, and that's what we're trying to re-educate people to make those correct choices.
Sure, sure. And Ron, you now work for the District Attorney's Office.
Yes, sir.
And so that is another organization involved with this event on Friday.
Yes, it is. The hope is that we can get one of our attorneys freed up to talk about what we're going to prosecute you for if you're driving distracted and you do this, especially if somebody dies as a result of that crash, this is what you're going to face. This is your minimum amount of time. This is your maximum amount of time. And hopefully we can, as a group in this Four Corners area, hopefully we can bring it all together as one team and get this to stop.
Well, and as Captain Doering mentioned, there are increased penalties perhaps that they could charge. An officer could charge the individual if it's noticed that perhaps distracted driving played a part in causing the accident or things along that line. And so it sounds like the DA's office is on board to prosecute to that fullest extent that you can.
They are. And what people
I know you
need
can't
to
speak
remember.
For the district attorney.
Correct.
But
correct.
It sounds like he is.
But most teens, it's not just a distracted driving issue. They get distracted, but then it becomes, hey, I got this, watch me. And all of a sudden the speeds increase, and all of a sudden they try to do what we call drifting, and they think it's fun to drift around a corner, not realizing that the physics involved in an automobile, they're not designed for that.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of factors that get involved, and that's where the district attorney's office wants to step up and work with the community to get it so we don't have to prosecute somebody for that.
Sure. And a lot of times we hear, too, if we're talking about teenagers, is that if there's even other teenagers in the car, that can be distracting to a certain degree. And there's even some legislation, is there not, or rules that a teen can't be with more than so many other teens in the car until they are fully licensed?
When they have their provisional license, which is at least 1 year, if they're under the age of 18, they're not allowed to have more than one friend in their age group in the vehicle while they are driving, unless there's an adult present.
Right, right.
The exception would be they can have multiple family members. They can have their younger brothers or sisters, etc., in the vehicle, and that's not a problem. But I've trained two of my own three kids to drive. The third one's not yet old enough. But what I've found, and one of my rules while they were doing their 50 hours of logged driving with me, even a simple conversation in that vehicle distracts those young drivers. There's nothing illegal about it. There's really nothing improper, but people need to realize that in and of itself. Anything that takes the brain off of the concentration of actually driving. And it was amazing. So the rule I had was nobody in the car could talk except the adult responsible for training that young driver. And the only conversation that took place was what was happening on the roadway right in front of them. That's it.
And
nothing
that's
else.
Right. Especially as they're learning, right? Because,
absolutely,
again, they really need to concentrate on what's happening around them. And as they gain more experience, they may be able to have another side conversation, perhaps, once they're used
Correct.
To what's going on when they're out on the road.
Exactly, because what they're doing is they're building muscle memory. Things like the control of the gas pedal, the control of the brake, turn signals, and all of that. Whereas you and I, we've been driving for, 3 or 4 years now.
Couple.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yes, sir.
But all of those things, we don't really have to think about it. Our brain is thinking about it, but it's in the background. It's natural. It's a reaction, and we've trained those reactions properly. In that young driver, they don't have those yet. When I started with child number one, it shocked me the very first time I took him out, secluded area, empty parking lot, and all I wanted to do was gas, brake. That's it, 5 miles an hour. And he actually asked me, so which one's the gas, which one's the brake? Uh-oh, I got to back up now.
Yeah,
and
right.
Train from square zero, and that's what people need to realize.
Sure. Add a clutch, and it's a whole other story.
Oh, there you go.
Part of this program has to do with additional drivers or additional teens in the car, because the statistics are very, very specific as to this is how much the percentage of an increase of your chances of being involved in a crash are with even one under 21 person in the vehicle. And it goes all the way up to three. And people are going to be amazed at what the percentages of the increase are for each additional passenger in a vehicle.
Got it. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate your time this morning coming in and talking about this important message. It'll be, again, a free event this Friday during October, which is Teen Driver Safety Month, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Farmington Civic Center for teens and their parents to learn about the perils of distracted driving.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank
you. See you there.
All right. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.